is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So Elizabeth Warren's had quite a week, has she not? From having a public mental breakdown that from the Supreme Court to going on The View. By the way, I want to say that I've noticed something here, and I've actually realized this in the past, but I've kind of done an ego check and said, no, it's just in your head. But I'm really beginning to think that the case is InfoWars influence goes even beyond our own comprehension, because I'm now, I mean, maybe you've seen the recent, you know, you saw Elizabeth Warren have a breakdown. You probably have seen the other leftists on TV have breakdowns, like Anna Kasparian. I don't know if you saw her. She had a total mental breakdown on air. And I realized something, because there's a bit of a self-reflection when I see people like Anna Kasparian doing it on air. And I say, huh, boy, she looks like a complete lunatic nut job. Is that what I look like when I go on rants and raves and start screaming and yelling? I should probably avoid that. But there's a certain essence there, or it's lacking. I guess I should say it's lacking a certain essence there. It's lacking a certain, I don't want to say reality, but legitimacy, genuinity. It's fake. And I'm realizing, are all these people just trying to be InfoWars now? Is that what this is? But see, the thing is, we are not faking it. We're not forcing it. We're actual real people that wear our emotions on our sleeve. Sometimes maybe it looks ugly. This is real. We don't have to fake it. We don't have to try to be exasperated. We don't have to try to force it. It's natural. Sometimes it's a little embarrassing maybe, but it's real. And I'm seeing the left start to do this now. I'm just thinking, are they just trying to be InfoWars now? Is that what it is? Because our success and our influence, is just, even though they've tried to kill us and censor us, we're still there? Is that what it is? Because they're losing popularity. I mean, nobody's watching their crap anymore. They have to ban comments even. But let's get back to the point. Here is Elizabeth Warren on The View, asked a question about student debt relief.
Worked two jobs for a decade to pay off all their student loans, just finished. Where do I sign up for reimbursement?
So let's start out with who has student loans today. About 40% of the folks.
Pause it real quick. Notice how she doesn't even answer the question. She doesn't even try. She doesn't even try to answer the question. She just completely moves on to her own thing. Gets asked a question. What about people that paid off student loans? Do they get reimbursement? Well, let's talk about where student loans began. It's like she didn't even hear the question. Amazing. Let's go back.
Don't have a college diploma. They're folks who tried.
Yeah.
They're folks who tried and life happened.
So what?
Pregnancies. They were already working two jobs.
Pregnancies.
Lost one of them.
Oh, works too much.
Mom got sick. Family had to move somewhere else. And now they earn what a high school grad earns. And they're trying to pay off college level debt. And it is crushing their bones.
Crushing their bones.
That of those who have student loan debt, more than half
my bones.
Negative wealth. They don't have any wealth.
Okay, so that's enough. So you get the point. Okay. Now, again, she doesn't answer the question, but what is she saying? The whole ideology here is that the government has to pay for your mistakes. That's the entire ideology. You signed up to go to college. You couldn't hack it. Okay, so the government has to pay? I have to pay for that? By the way, I'm one of, I bet, plenty of people in this audience and even in the crew that went to college and worked multiple jobs. And there was a point, because I didn't have the smoothest college career, let's just say that. I got the boot from a school. I was a bit of a rebel rouser. And I had a choice at that point, after 2 years of school, getting kicked out of the school I was at, to not go back to college with the student loan debt I had, or to finish college so I could get a degree and then pay back the student loans. And ultimately, that's what I did. While working, honestly, like, I can't even count how many jobs. So it can be done, but let's say I didn't. So what? So now someone else has to pay for me? Someone else has to pay for my mistakes? You make a mistake in business, somebody else pays for it? That's Elizabeth Warren's ideology? That's what the Democrats want? That makes no sense at all.
Here it is.
at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most of the other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
In the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, cascading through the lies of the establishment and the Democrat Party, cascading through the madness and lunacy that is the liberal progressive left. And so, we get back to it now. There's actually a lot of good news here. Let's start with this, some good legal news here. House Judiciary Committee, GOP, House Judiciary Committee. Whistleblowers alert that the FBI appears to be attempting to terminate the employment of employees who were engaged in protected First Amendment activity on January 6, 2021. The employees did not enter the United States Capitol and have not been charged with any crime. So now you're an FBI agent that likes Trump. You're not allowed to be in the FBI. And, you know, look, I have a lot of different angles I could go down on this. Things that you're not even thinking about, that the directions I could go. You're thinking about the obvious one, and that's my legal case. And but there's other stuff I'm just not going to comment on this right now, too. Let me just put it this way. There's plenty of FBI agents that are big fans of Donald Trump and yours truly. And so are they just all going to be purged from the FBI now? Is Merrick Garland going to go through their records and say, oh, whoa, well, you went to InfoWars, you're fired. Might want to start using VPNs. Don't we have a VPN too? I think InfoWars even has a VPN that we made. It's like we don't even promote it. But nonetheless, so, yes, Mayorkas, the Biden administration, wants to purge any Christians and conservatives from the federal government. Absolutely. FBI, DHS, Border Patrol, all of it. Military, all of it. That is 100% what they're trying to do. Now, in regards to some legal stuff, here's the thing. I don't want to talk about it too much because obviously there's a lot of people tuned in that you know, are involved in my case. Let's just put it that way. And I don't want to let people know where my mind is on it because of that. But let me just put it like this. I'm not sure how to properly evaluate the fact that we now have, I personally have, I mean, I guess I'm kind of showing my hand here, but whatever. It doesn't even matter. There are 5 or 6 videos now of police officers not just waving people into the Capitol grounds, but opening the doors inside of the Capitol so people can get in. I think we're at 6 different videos that this occurs in now. And imagine how many others we have. So the question is obvious. Why were the D.C. police, or why were those individuals within the D.C. police opening up the doors for people to get into the Capitol and waving people into the Capitol past the barriers? Why? There's really only 2, I guess maybe 3 answers. I mean, the 2 would be, one would be that they were Trump supporters, knew the election was stolen, and wanted to let people in. I mean, you don't think that there's conservatives and American patriots in the D.C. police? There are, but there's a political war inside of there just like everywhere else now, folks. I'll leave it at that. So did they let people in because they knew Trump stole the election and they were just supporting a peaceful protest, First Amendment protected speech, saying, hey, look, we'll work with you, but you got to be peaceful. And the agreements were made. You saw it on video. The QAnon shaman, the Viking horn guy who's still Jacob Chansley, I believe, who's, I think, still in jail, maybe. He's like, we have to be peaceful. We have to be peaceful. And he's talking to police. Other people are like, we're going to be peaceful. We're going to be peaceful. Peaceful, 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 peaceful. So the cops let him in. Or were the police officers involved in a setup? Let the people into the building, set them up, then charge them with the crimes. Those are the two obvious ones. Now, there's a third that I think is perfectly reasonable to also add to the equation, but probably the least likely of them, is that the cops realized in that circumstance, the best thing for them to do, or they thought the best thing for them to do, would be to open up the building and let people in because they were getting violent. There were people smashing windows. The crowds were gathering. People were being smashed against the doors. So maybe somebody made the measurement of, hey, let's just open this up now. Maybe that will ease the situation. Mismeasurement, I don't know. Those are the three likely things. But nonetheless, there's movement. There's movement, folks. There's a heartbeat inside the GOP to do something about the corruption and the lies and the political prisoners, maybe next, in regards to January 6th. So it's barely a heartbeat. I mean, the Republicans like barely have a pulse at all on this deal, but there's a pulse. There's a pulse. The GOP doesn't want conservatives to be purged from the FBI. Thank God. And by the way, we also know that the Democrats are trying to stop Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they're trying to stop Madison Cawthorn and really Donald Trump and anyone else from running for office. That's their whole deal is, oh, they don't want you to run for office. They just say you're a criminal. That's what they're doing. Oh, we don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's call her a criminal so she can't run again. Let's rewrite the rules so she can't run again. Well, they lost that deal. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene shouldn't be disqualified over January 6th. Judge recommends. Well, duh. I mean, that's the easiest one in the book, but yeah. So sorry, Democrats, you just can't accuse someone of being a criminal with no evidence, no proof, nothing, and then have them ineligible to run for office. Sorry, you corrupt bastards. You can't do it. You sick freaks. We don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's just call her a criminal. No evidence, no legal proceedings. Let's just call her a criminal and stop her from running. And the judge is like, excuse me, that's not how this works. Sorry, no. I mean, the stuff with Madison Cawthorn is obviously a little bit different. He was obviously a wild man in his past, okay? Look, I think everybody has a friend or two, or maybe used to have friends that were a little wild, maybe hit the bottle a little too hard, did some weird stuff. I'm not going to hold that against Madison Cawthorn. Others might. I guess I'm more libertarian or liberal, classical liberal in that bent. But clearly the Democrats hate him because he is America first and he's not a corrupt son of a bitch. And that's why they hate him. And they probably tried to corrupt him. They probably tried to get him to go to orgies. And they probably knew that he had this history of whatever it is he's into. And he's got a beautiful wife. So I'm sure they tried to lure him in and, you know, get him involved and blackmail him and everything. And he was like, uh-uh, not having it. So maybe he's really, you know, just grown up and matured. His days behind him. Everybody had a wild youth, I guess. Not everybody, but he did. But the judge says, no. No, Democrats, you can't accuse someone of being a criminal and tell them they can't run for office. Sorry. Not how it works around here. More legal victories. Missouri and Louisiana just filed suit against Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, Dr. Fauci, and other top-ranking officials for allegedly colluding with social media companies to suppress freedom of speech under the guise of combating misinformation. The Republicans have a pulse. There's a pulse, folks. There's a pulse. There's kind of a split in the Republican Party, though, isn't there? The RINOs, the DC Politicos, and then American Patriots like Josh Hawley, Rand Paul, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Madison Cawthorn, attorney generals in Missouri and Texas and other places and Florida. So let's see if others don't join Missouri and Louisiana suing the Biden administration for their violation of free speech with their disinformation department. Hillary Clinton is going down, by the way. It's all too little too late, but she is going down, and so is her law firm, and so is Fusion GPS. And it's hilarious because now they're just admitting it. Everybody knew this before, but Fusion GPS was literally working for Putin and Hillary Clinton at the same time. Now, everybody knew this. I remember I had Lee Stranahan on covering this news years ago. But now here's the Wall Street Journal today. There is one genuine bombshell. Mr. Browder claims that in 2015, Fusion GPS, the Washington-based opposition research firm founded by former Wall Street Journal reporters Glenn Simpson and Peter Frisch, yeah, Glenn Simpson's all over this, was working for Vladimir Putin on an anti-Bill Browder scam at the same time that it was creating its Trump-Russia hoax for the Clintons. This is extraordinary, if true. No, it is true. It's been true for years. We've been reporting it for years. It would mean that the Clintons' main anti-Trump asset was on Putin's payroll. So again, I mean, we've already known this. If you've been listening to the show for 5 years, we've been reporting this. The Trump dossier was literally Russian disinformation, and Hillary Clinton was working with Russians to set it up, and Fusion GPS was working for Vladimir Putin at the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell is sponsoring thousands of leading pro-America patriots across the United States. He's the main sponsor keeping so many people on the air. He's a huge sponsor at InfoWars. That's why we're so pleased to work with him. He's offering the biggest sale he's done in years, his BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free right now at MyPillow.com/Alex on hundreds and hundreds of his Made in America products, from pillows to sheets to shoes to human beds to dog beds, you name it. Go there, get great products at low prices, fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. It's only running for 1 week. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. And thank you for shopping America and keeping us on the air. And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those. You know who you are that have been giving the donations. Please go to Infowars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. Infowarsstore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, Infowars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. Infowars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.
You know, it's going back to what we all thought was going to happen in the 90s when the internet and mobile technology first came out, which is we thought, you know, this is going to level the playing field. Everybody's going to have access to the same information and everybody's going to be able to freely communicate that information. That's our goal, to get back to that place where we all have access to all of the information. We all have the ability to freely communicate that information with whomever we want, whenever we want, and we don't have to worry about anybody tracking what we're doing and trying to judge us or categorize us or figure out some way to go after us because of the conversations we're having, because of the internet searches that we're doing, because of the discussions, the people we want to talk to about these things. So that's our goal, is to help people take back their freedom by helping them to take back their privacy. And so that's really what we're trying to do. And so I hope that everybody listening will check us out at voltawireless.com. That's V-O-L-T-A wireless.com.
Welcome to Intermission. Yeah, Intermission.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
They returned you now to your regularly scheduled program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Witnessing the rise of ultimate total evil, but you're also a part of the rise of good, building to defeat it. The ebbs and flows of consciousness and life on this planet, it's an epic thing, isn't it? And Democrats want to end it, and globalists want to tell you it's a cancer on the planet, this incredible divine creation and consciousness, and they hate it. Sounds like Satan to me. Other news here indicating just where the left and right are at. New White House press secretary sparks fresh ethical dilemma for CNN. How about the White House? Psaki replacement Karine Jean-Pierre's partner, girlfriend, is a CNN political reporter, Suzanne Malvo, as critics liken conflict of interest to Chris Cuomo scandal. Probably a little worse, actually. So, yeah, did you hear that? The new press secretary is dating a CNN correspondent. Mm-hmm. Sure, nothing to see there. Nothing at all. Remember, the Democrats tried to gerrymander in New York, and even liberal judges shut them down. It was so outrageous, the gerrymandering they tried to do. Federal judge blisters New York Democrats over illegal congressional district map. This is a Hail Mary pass. Folks, they tried to do an election with the illegal map. So Democrats gerrymandered. Judges said that's illegal. The Democrats tried to do it anyway. They tried to run the election with the illegal map that all the judges shut down. I mean, these guys are just corrupt every time you look at them. Here's another loss for them. They were freaking out this week. Trump's not handing over Mar-a-Lago documents. He's hiding the documents. What's Trump hiding? Oh, oops, they were already declassified. Documents at Mar-a-Lago marked classified were already declassified. More fake news that the left fell for. They always do. It's part of their thing. You know, murdering babies, burning buildings, sacking, looting, attacking, murdering children, and fake news. Fake news. We're talking Democrats. We're talking liberals. Aye, 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 aye. By the way, this is Jen Psaki says, we don't know. Protest? Oh, yeah, the people protesting? Oh, it's fine. They're not breaking any laws when they share personal information and they make direct threats. Really? Let's see here. U.S. Code Title 18. Crimes and Criminal Procedures, Part 1, Crimes, Chapter 73, Obstruction of Justice. Whoever, with the intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer in the discharge of his duty, pickets or parades in or near a building housing a court of the United States, or in or near a building or residence occupied or used by such judge, juror, or witness, or with such intent uses any sound truck or similar device or resorts to any other demonstration in or near any such building or residence, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. Nothing in this section shall interfere with or prevent the exercise by any court of the United States of its power to punish for contempt. So, in other words, Democrats are committing this crime. I mean, seriously, how many are involved in this? By the way, the Republicans are planning on launching an investigation. Now, the question is, what is happening, what has happened and will continue to happen between the leak and now? Because you know these people, there's 12, four law clerks per Supreme Justice, three liberal justices, I think, you know, 99% it probably came from a liberal justice, the leak, one of their clerks. So that's basically 12 potential candidates. It's kind of been weaned down to two by others in the media. But you know it's not just going to be there. Ted Cruz and others are saying they're going to launch a complete investigation on this. And you know how – look, this is how insane the left is. They're claiming that the Supreme Court next is going to make interracial marriages illegal. Do you know who Clarence Thomas is? Do you know who his wife is? Look, I hate to be so redundant here, and I'm sorry if it annoys you, but I mean, look, the liberal left Democrats, they don't even live in reality, okay? But let's get back to the point. So the investigation is going to get launched. Whose idea was it to leak? Who leaked it? And why? Now, they may set it all up so that there's one fall guy and the entire chain of command on this operation is not exposed. But there's a chance the entire chain of command could be exposed on this deal, in which case there should be dozens probably of them that get charged with this crime. I just read the code. Pretty obvious that they violated the law here. Intent? Leaking it, leaking their private residencies, saying this is the biggest threat to the country ever? No intent? Oh, yeah, we just leaked the document, said it was the biggest threat to America, and then leaked the justices' addresses. No intent, I'm sure. Oh, nothing to see here. I'm sure that's all perfectly normal, reasonable stuff. And I'm sure none of them will probably even face a criminal charge. Will they? Doubtful. Doubtful indeed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. That's what makes everything we do here possible. The good news is we have a lot in stock. The bad news is because of the Biden administration, it's harder and harder to even keep things in stock. But we've got some of the top-selling, top-rated supplements in stock right now, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I like to mix it with some juice, and then I chug it down with all the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. Fizzy Magnesium, another very popular one. Probably the best tasting orange drink mix that you're going to find out there. And it's healthy for you. With more than you need in a daily dose of magnesium, learn about the magnesium deficiency for yourself. And then learn about how important magnesium is for so many different functions of your body. For example, are you having trouble sleeping? Magnesium might help. Are you having trouble with cramps? Magnesium might help. These are just a few examples. That's on sale in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great drink mix, Turbo Force. Everybody likes energy drinks. Why wouldn't you? It gives you a quick, easy energy boost when you need it the most. Well, that's what Turbo Force does, except without the crash. And it's 10 hours of clean energy, and you're not drinking a toxic chemical mix, usually with processed sugars and high fructose corn syrup and who knows what else. Not in Turbo Force, folks. It's 25% off. It's in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So those are just three great drink mixes that we sell that I highly recommend, and I have in my house. I make sure I always have stocked up in my house. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I've got some COVID news. COVID news on the other side.
America is in a fight for its life. Free nations everywhere are struggling against the globalists and the World Economic Forum. And at the center of that resistance is InfoWars. Because of your support, we are still on the air and being vindicated everywhere. So I wanted to take some time out today to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I wanted to just take a moment to ask you to count the cost of how far we've come together and realize that right now is the equivalent of the 12th round heavyweight championship of these people. And we have the edge, and we're actually starting to win. That's why they're pulling out all the stops. The 28 years of InfoWars on air is now bearing fruit. It's now entering the zone of where we were designed to be and where God inspired us to be. So I want to thank you again, and I want to ask you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Faraday cages for your phones and laptops and iPads, amazing supplements, these really cool little gold bars that come in an art piece that's limited edition. So many great products at InfoWarsStore.com that allow us to battle all the lawsuits for the Democratic Party, all the deplatforming, the debanking, to pay for the massive bandwidth costs we have, reaching millions and millions and millions a day with band.video at InfoWars.com and so much more. Please keep us on the air. Please keep us in the fight, because this is your fight. InfoWarsStore.com has some big sales going on right now, but quite frankly, we make such small margins on a lot of the products, it's not getting us over the hump. We're still in the red. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com where there's a big support InfoWars donate button, and that way, whether it's $10 or $100, we get 95% of the money after credit card fees. Again, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today, but whatever you do, pray for InfoWars and spread the word about InfoWars, because it's the tip of the spear and the people are really starting to listen and wake up. One of my favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko of ZDTalksLife.com, is here. And I wanted him because he's got great products. He came up with all these different treatments 2 years ago that saved millions of lives. He never wants to talk about it. But I approached him. I said, you should be a sponsor. We want to promote your products. He said, fine. But spend a few minutes, sir, about the great products you've got that counter all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Listen, I see people dropping dead from blood clots and getting immune dysregulation, over or underreactive immune system, and dying from stuff that they shouldn't be dying from, like a cold or Omicron. And so I saw there was a need to, the FDA allows me to say, create a nutritional supplement, an immune booster that may help people. And so Z Detox contains NAC and acetylcysteine. This stuff stops blood clots. Everything I'm saying is peer-reviewed, NIH, on the NIH server, and so on. So NAC stops blood clots, and if someone's at risk of blood clots for whatever reason, that's a good thing. And also, one of the problems I've seen lately, for some unknown reason, is people's immune systems are getting destroyed. And so using EGCG, which is a green tea extract, together with higher dose zinc, mitigates the risk of getting certain viruses, like new further future strains of COVID, or influenza virus, or RSV virus, or even, God forbid, Marburg virus, which is a potential emerging bioterrorist threat. They're all single-stranded RNA viruses. So by inhibiting the common pathway for viruses to replicate these viruses, that is a very good thing for people who have damaged immune systems. I'm trying to detox people from a toxic world, if you can read between the lines. And so it was born out of need. I can't stand having people die from blood clots, 20-year-olds dying from blood clots.
We love you. We appreciate you. ZDTalksLife.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning. This broadcast might offend
the easily offended.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer
at band.video.
So, the FDA announced that it's restricting the use of the J&J COVID-19 vaccine because of a high risk of blood clotting. Yeah, that's all the vaccines. I don't know why they're just picking the J&J one. I mean, it's even in the Pfizer documents that their main side effect is blood clots. But okay, the FDA pulls the J&J vaccine. So that gets tweeted out by the Associated Press that the FDA is pulling the J&J vaccine. And then the account Breaking 911, which shares a bunch of news stories, shared the AP story with the same headline and got labeled for misinformation. So AP puts it out, all good. Breaking 911 points it out. It says misleading. How do you suppose that works? Some are allowed to talk about vaccine side effects, others aren't. Is that the story here? Cardiologist estimates 30% of U.S. pilots may have COVID jab-induced heart conditions. Now, It's being rumored right now, and I don't know if it's true. It's not my source that's telling me this, but somebody else is, that the Department of Defense is about to test every employee for AIDS or something, and they're thinking it might be a vaccine deal. I'm not sure about that. Again, we'll wait and see, but we do know about the side effects. We do about the vaccine deaths. We do have all the documents. The FDA has pulled them off the shelves multiple times. Some countries have completely ended their use. And Biden's already ordered, what, like $15 billion worth of vaccines that we're just going to be forced to take until we die? Is that how it works? And so it starts with a virus to control you, but they want to segue that into climate change to control you. Climate lockdowns, climate pandemic, climate emergency. And actually, right now, the mayor of Austin just put out a statement saying, it's too hot in Texas. We're going to have to shut off the power. Not even kidding you. What is it, like 88 degrees today, maybe? I remember the first, it was like the summer of, I think, 2016 and 2017 when I first moved here. And it was like we had weeks straight of 100 degrees. It hasn't gotten that hot in Austin since I've been down here now, 7 years. It's like 88 degrees out today. By the way, it's been mild so far this May. Today was like the first sunny day in a month. And because it's sunny and hot today for the first time in the month, the mayor comes out and says, global warming, power grid's going to have to shut down. It's too hot. I mean, what the hell goes on in this city where there's 2 inches of snow and the whole city shuts down and we can't power the city? Now it's 95 degrees in the summer and we can't power the city? This is not new. It's hot in Texas. We can't handle it. What? Since when? It snowed 3 inches. We can't handle it. What are you talking about? It never gets less than 3 inches per and for months straight in some cities, and they never lose power. Oh my gosh, it's a heat wave in Austin, folks. We can't power the city. We don't know what to do. It's 88 degrees. It's all synthetic. It's all fake. It's all trying to force you into the belief that, yeah, climate change is the biggest threat to you. You won't even be able to power your home. It's all synthetic. They're shutting down natural gas. They're shutting down coal. They're trying to put us on windmills that don't work. They're trying to put us on solar panels that don't work. Oh, you haven't had the sun for a week, and now your solar panel doesn't have any power to charge your home. What do you know? Boy, wish we could burn coal here. Nope, Democrats banned that. Wish we could have natural gas pumping. Nope, Democrats banned that. And then they just say, oh, my God. I mean, seriously, guys, look up the weather right now in Austin. Just to see how absurd this is. I guarantee you, in July, we'll have probably a month straight of 100-degree weather. Yeah, it's 91 in Austin right now, folks. Oh, my gosh. It's too hot for us to power the city, says the mayor of Austin, because it's 91 degrees. The entire month of July or August might be 100 degrees, but we can't even handle 91. It's never been hot in Austin before. We don't know what's going on. It's just the heat. No, you shut down the coal plants. You shut down the natural gas. Now we strained our energy grid because it gets hot. People turn their AC up. Whoa, what do you know? And we don't have the energy to support that because you shut down coal and natural gas. And then you blame climate change for what you did. And they're doing the same thing in Asia. South Asia's 2022 heat wave and the role of man-made climate change. So where does it go from here? DOJ launches office focused on environmental justice. So how many different offices do they have over there now? How many different DOJ offices do you have? Do you know there's actually an entire office called, I think it's called Capitol Siege? Literally, they have an entire branch now of the DOJ, or maybe it's the DHS, and it's called Capitol Siege. Not even kidding you. Capitol Siege. A whole thing dedicated to the political persecution of Trump supporters in the name of January 6th. In the lies. Capitol Siege Department. Department of Disinformation. Department of Environmental Justice. Please stop expanding the government. Please, for the love of God and all things that are good and righteous, stop expanding the government. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. You control freaks, you power freaks.
You demons. Shut down the government. I'm like, you know, I'm not an anarchist, but I get more and more anarchist every day. I want less government. And I understand people, oh, yeah, but, you know, you don't want women to be able to murder babies. Okay, so sorry, I want some laws in this country like murder should be illegal. So I guess I'm not an anarchist because I think murder should be illegal. But I'm a very fundamentally opposed to expanding our government, especially with crooks and creeps like Merrick Garland and Joe Biden running it. More departments to spy on you. More departments to intervene in your life. More departments to raise your taxes. More departments to get involved in your cell phone activity and emails. More departments to watch how you use carbon or energy. More departments, more departments, more control, more government, more government. And that's why I just go out and I just ask, are you for bigger or smaller government? And liberals can't answer that question anymore. It's the same thing like, what is a woman? They can't answer the question because they know that their logic is not logic. It's all propaganda. So they can't commit to anything. They can't commit to what a woman is, and they can't commit to a small government because they know their ideologies are contradictory. And if they commit to any one thing, you can easily show their own ideology and they'd have to break that commitment. So they can't commit to these things. They can't commit to basic facts. They can't commit to basic fundamental beliefs and ideologies because they know all of what they believe is a lie. Stanford to open climate change school with $1.1 billion from John Doerr. Climate change school. Imagine how he could beat climate change with that money. Don't you know you throw money? Guys, if you, maybe Democrats and liberals actually believe this. If you just throw money into the sky, if you just throw it into the sky, climate change goes away. Did you know that? Did you know if the Federal Reserve printed $30 billion right now, we could beat climate change? Did you know that? No, I mean, yeah, it takes carbon to print the money, but I mean, come on, man. It takes carbon to transfer the money and, you know, move it around the country too, but I mean, come on. Right? I mean, yeah, I mean, the government can just print $100 billion. We could beat climate change. And this is what they argue. But don't worry, guys. The water supply is going to be okay because the American Water, the Government Water Corporation has just said, American Water announced today that it has published its 2021 Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity Report. Isn't that nice? With new interactive website along with its ESG data summary, that's their diversity, as a part of the company's commitment to transparency. So, yeah, you got poison in your water. You got glyphosates in your water. You got microplastics in your water. You got lead in your water. But, hey, the guy that runs it is gay. And the woman that runs it is black. So, yeah, we poison the water, but, I mean, it's diversity, baby. You got a little lead in there? Shut up. I'm black. I'm gay. You can't criticize me.
In Connecticut. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm good, brother.
Listen, I just wanted to let you know I'm not looking for a thing out of it, but I'm absolutely positive that some years ago I'm the one that started the Alex Jones was right slogan on in the YouTube
chat. It was probably you, brother. Tell us how you did it.
Well, I've been a retired cop for 8 years. My wife's a teacher, and she'd come home exhausted every day. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I'd be like, man, you wouldn't believe what Alex covered today, and blah, blah, blah. And she thought I was nuts until the election was stolen, and then it was like somebody gave her smelling salts. Boom, she woke up. So I would tell her, I'm like, you know what? This dude's got the hand of God on him for sure. And in all the chat rooms you or I or your fans would watch, my name on YouTube is The Electric Eye with the Judas Priest album cover on there. I put up two lightning bolts in an eyeball and I type it in all caps. Alex Jones was right. And I would keep hammering it. And sure enough, there it is. And that's freaking awesome. And I'm glad I was able to help contribute to it.
Brother, I believe you. That's the magic of it. And I'm not just right. The people are always right because we love God. Where do you think this world's going, brother?
Man, I started reading the Bible this year. I'm in the Lamentations of Jeremiah right now, and I don't know if God's going to save us one more time, but I encourage everybody to read the Bible. To me, that's our human history, and it's just repetitive. God gives you the great earth and the animals and this and that, and people go against them, worship false idols, do evil things, and then he slams you, and he's going to test you with Satan, just like Job. Everybody should be reading the book of Job. You're going to get slaughtered. I know I have. I know you are. We all are now. We're being tested. And you got to keep your faith in God and keep going forward. And if someday we witness the end of the earth, we go up, they go down. You know, that's right. I don't know. It's 50-50 where we're going to go. But we're going to go out fighting. And Trump and DeSantis and you and I and everybody else that's fighting a good fight will be remembered as the heroes of today. And we'll have some bragging rights up in heaven as well, you know.
Brother, beautifully said. I love you, Doug. Thanks for your support. And I believe that you coined the term Alex Jones is right.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today. Whether it's politics or health or spirituality, we're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most of the other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I do intend on taking some phone calls today, but I got some news and videos to get to first. Let me get to this stack with an update on some situations in Ukraine and Russia, and then the food shortages. One of our favorite war criminals, George Bush, the Democrats and the liberals used to hate George Bush. They'd call him a war criminal, a murderer, a Nazi even. They love him now, though. They love Bush now because he hates Trump. See how that works? George W. Bush calls Ukraine President Zelensky the Winston Churchill of our time. Wow. England, have anything to say about that? And so George Bush had a video call with Zelensky where they're having fun and chopping it up and laughing. And, you know, it's war. It's money. It's war. Now, I got to say, Zelensky has aged 5 to 10 years in the last 4 months. He's gained a lot of weight, and he has aged significantly. So, I mean, whatever it is he's being put up to or doing, it's aging him fast. And when you're involved in such high levels of corruption, I'm sure it's hard to sleep at night, as Zelensky is now. And, by the way, the Ukrainian people can't stand the guy, but I'll get back to that. So, the war criminal Bush and Zelensky rubbing elbows, and the left loves them both. U.S. unable to confirm if Putin is planning to transfer power for cancer treatment. They have no idea, folks. The White House, they're clueless. They don't know. Pentagon doesn't know. Nobody knows. They don't know. They're getting outsmarted by Putin at every turn. But Biden getting outsmarted by Putin? Yeah, duh. That's a given. And so this is a very dangerous and odd thing here that the U.S. government is currently doing. First off, United States claims their intelligence helped Ukraine sink Russian flagship Moskva. Now, let me explain a couple things here. The Russians are claiming that the ship had a fire problem, an electrical fire, and that's why it went down.
and that it was an older ship, and they're saying it was an electrical fire that made it go down. The U.S. is saying that it is the one that struck it down. So obviously someone is lying. But here's what's so strange about it. Why would the United States want to lie about this? I mean, it's not as bad as a Pearl Harbor event, but I mean, folks, it could have the same effects as a Pearl Harbor. Bombing a Russian flagship, bombing one of their biggest warships, and then celebrating that? Our government thinks that's a good idea? That's a good measurement? Especially if they're making it up? Irregardless, though. So, do they want us to be in a war with Russia? Yes. We are already in a war with Russia. Here's another one. U.S. intelligence reportedly helped Ukraine kill Russian generals. I mean, literally, we're sitting here beating our chest, saber-rattling, like, kill Russians, wipe Russia off the earth, bad Russia, Putin bad, murder all Russians, yeah. Ban them from sporting events, ban them from Olympics, ban the Russians, kill the Russians, Russians bad. And then Russia's just over here like, hi, could you not point missiles at us? Hi, could you include us in trade deals internationally? Look, we got oil, we got resources here, we're a developing country, like we're serious. We'd like to be invited to the table. And China's like, sure, Russia, we like that. India, yeah, we'll deal with Russia. Middle Eastern countries, Russia, sure, yeah, Russia. Brazil, Mexico, everyone else. And then the United States, kill Russians, kill the generals, kill Putin, bomb them, nuke them, blast their ships. The same anti-war left. So, I know that you've heard it here first, folks, but for people that haven't, the United States is engaged in a war with Russia. Ukraine is the battlefront. Make no bones about it. NATO balked, European countries balked, and all the other world powers are standing with Russia. The United States is in a war with Russia in Ukraine right now. It's our money, it's our weapons, it's our training. That's the seriousness of the situation. And Putin is trying to balance this with his own foreign policy and sticking by it and sticking by his guns and what he views as right for Russia, but not starting World War III because that's what the globalists seem to want to be into, which I guess at that point they'll just nuke Russia. Is that their plan, to just nuke Moscow? And then just say, ha ha, we beat Putin, we beat Russia. He was Hitler. This is really sick stuff. And for our, like, Austin and Biden, our leaders, to be dancing on the graves of Russians, clinking glasses of Russian vodka, saying, we are killing Russians, we're blowing up Russian ships. It's like they want a Pearl Harbor moment. Or they're just that out of control. They're just that out of touch. Even the Pope has sided with Russia, folks. The Pope. We're isolated here. And it's just sad that the media isn't telling you the truth about what's going on. And really, I mean, some of the alternative cable news networks are starting to get it. Of course, One American News Net is banned from cable news now. But I mean, you're not going to hear about it on Fox. They're saber rattling. They're pumping the chest. They're loving it. They want dead Russians too, except Tucker Carlson, it seems. Maybe Laura Ingraham. Everyone else is told, no, we're killing Russians, celebrate it. And then it's like they want to have the Russian Pearl Harbor moment. We bombed your ship, we did it, we killed your Russians, we killed your generals, that was us Americans, we're killing you. Ha ha ha, yes, Lloyd Austin, Joe Biden, we're murdering Russians, yeah, ha ha. And then Putin, I mean, what do you think he's going to do, folks? It's sick stuff. It's sick stuff. And so now there's these rumors going around. Mark Esper says that Trump wanted to bomb drug labs. By the way, there actually is precedent for U.S. law enforcement going over the southern border. Now, I'm not necessarily for it, but you can look up the story of Pancho Villa. The point is, Trump wanted to do something. The story goes, Trump wanted to do something about the fentanyl labs. Apparently, was entertaining the idea of bombing them and pretending it wasn't the U.S. government, which, if Trump said that, it was maybe tongue-in-cheek. My guess is Trump wouldn't do that without at least alerting the Mexican president anyway. It's like, hey, we're going to do this, but, you know, we're going to take out the cartels. You okay with that? And, you know, Mexican president would probably say, go ahead. but it's the U.S. government always stopping him. So, okay, so Trump is bad because at our southern border, criminals are coming in and death is coming in. Fentanyl, now the leading cause of death in middle-aged men. So Trump, trying to save American lives, says, let's blow up the fentanyl labs. And the American government says, no, we're not going to blow up the fentanyl labs. But we're going to blow up Russian warships, and that's good. That's good. So blowing up gang members, drug labs that are killing Americans is bad. Right on our front porch, this is happening. I mean, so this is like you've got a raging, rabid dog on your front porch that's gnawing at your little boy's leg, gnawing on your little boy's leg, about to rip his skin open, rip his flesh off his bones, and you want to go out there and poof, take care of that dog. And the U.S. government says, no, leave that dog alone. Leave that dog alone. Don't you know there's this other dog in a completely different area code down here? That's what we need to do. And by the way, that dog's like 100 times bigger and bites a lot harder, too. Let's go fight him, and let's enrage that dog. Let's get that dog coming after us. So let's bomb Russian warships. Let's bomb Russian generals. Let's brag about that as a good thing. But let's not deal with the cartels and the fentanyl coming in at the southern border. Thank you. Our government is just a complete joke. And by the way, Ukrainians aren't buying any of the propaganda that the Americans are buying. Quite frankly, it's only Americans and Europeans that are falling for any of this propaganda. You go to the Middle East, you go to Africa, Asia, South America, everybody knows the U.S. government is lying. Everybody knows the mainstream media is lying about the war in Ukraine. Everybody knows. And Patrick Lancaster is on the ground. Remember yesterday, I reported that story about they blew up this park and they blamed it on Russians, and all the locals there got interviewed and they said, this wasn't Russia, this was Ukraine. Zelensky did this. Zelensky's bombing his own country. The Azov battalion's out of control. Now Patrick Lancaster has them on video. Ukrainian snipers killed civilians in Mariupol, say residents. So folks, the Ukrainians are actually, their Ukrainian support of Putin is growing. Incredible, isn't it? Really incredible. But I guess it's okay for the U.S. government to lie to us now because Barack Obama made it legal. The NDAA legalizes the use of propaganda on the U.S. public. That's Business Insider headline. And we've talked about this, the overturning of the Smith-Mundt Act. Barack Obama wrote it into law that the U.S. government can lie to its people and propagandize its people. Barack Obama did that. And now they're doing that to you right now with COVID. They're doing that to you with vaccines. They're doing that to you with the war in Ukraine. They're doing that to you with abortion. It's all propaganda, signed, sealed, and delivered, and still being run by one Barack Hussein Obama. The worst thing to ever happen to America, maybe even the entire free world, Barack Obama.
America is in a fight for its life. Free nations everywhere are struggling against the globalists and the World Economic Forum. And at the center of that resistance is InfoWars. Because of your support, we are still on the air and being vindicated everywhere. So I wanted to take some time out today to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I wanted to just take a moment to ask you to count the cost of how far we've come together and realize that right now is the equivalent of the 12th round heavyweight championship of these people. And we have the edge, and we're actually starting to win. That's why they're pulling out all the stops. The 28 years of InfoWars on air is now bearing fruit. It's now entering the zone of where we were designed to be and where God inspired us to be. So I want to thank you again, and I want to ask you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Faraday cages for your phones and laptops and iPads. Amazing supplements. These really cool little gold bars that come in an art piece that's limited edition. So many great products at InfoWarsStore.com that allow us to battle all the lawsuits for the Democratic Party, all the deplatforming, the debanking, to pay for the massive bandwidth costs we have, reaching millions and millions and millions a day with band.video at InfoWars.com and so much more. Please keep us on the air. Please keep us in the fight, because this is your fight. InfoWarsStore.com has some big sales going on right now, but quite frankly, we make such small margins on a lot of the products, it's not getting us over the hump. We're still in the red. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com where there's a big support InfoWars donate button. And that way, whether it's $10 or $100, we get 95% of the money after credit card fees. Again, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. But whatever you do, pray for InfoWars and spread the word about InfoWars, because it's the tip of the spear and the people are really starting to listen and wake up.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The fight for the future is now.